Patrick Turnage, Blindness Product Specialist for Florida Reading and Vision Technology. I have your review for you today, the BrailleNote Apex, which is the latest generation of the BrailleNote from Humanware. The previous generation of the BrailleNote family was the BrailleNote Empower and the BrailleNote PK. And the BrailleNote Empower actually came out in the summer for the summer shows of 2005, and the BrailleNote PK came out in the summers of 2004. So in the last five and six years, there have been lots and lots and lots of advances in mobile technology. And the BrailleNote Apex, and I love that name, Apex, the Apex really does define that convergence of mobile standards and mobile technologies to create what I guess the marketing people at Humanware are saying is the apex of the BrailleNote's design, and maybe it is. It definitely doesn't compare to any note taker that's out there right now, whether it be the PacMate or the BrailleNote Empower or other note takers. The BrailleNote Empower is definitely the newest. It has the most features. It still has the familiar Keysoft interface that has been around and continuously updated and refined. The BrailleNote is by far, at least in my opinion, the easiest note taker to train on, the easiest note taker to teach somebody. It's very easy to use, and the context-sensitive help really makes the BrailleNote a winning note-taker, in my opinion. So, all of those things are the same in the BrailleNote Apex. What's changed? Well, let's open the case and find out. Now, what you may have noticed, as soon as I opened the case, is that you did not hear this. Or this. Or this, which has been a staple of any blindness note taker on the market, is the Velcro that holds the case together. The BrailleNote Apex has moved beyond Velcro as far as opening the flap. It actually opens with three magnets. Now, the magnets are embedded in the case, in the flap. There's three magnets, and then on the underside of the case, there are three additional magnets, and when closed, it keeps the case latched together. It's a pretty neat concept. Now, there is still some Velcro on the side straps. I don't know why they could have included a little magnet here. I think that'd be kind of cool. But it's a little one, and it's not that loud. It's just a little tiny bit of Velcro. It's a big difference from the Empower. So I have the BrailleNote Apex here. And it's open. And the first thing you'll notice, if you have the BT keyboard, which I do, I have a BrailleNote Apex BT32. I have my standard Perkins Braille keys. I have what looks like a 5-way scroll pad. However, it's not all it does. It's actually a wheel, and you can actually reach in here and turn the wheel. And it's a pretty neat concept. You can use it to move around in menus. You can actually customize what the wheel does. Okay, right under the dots, if I put my hands on the standard Perkins keyboard, I have two stereo speakers, one beneath the dot 3, the other beneath the dot 6. So I have stereo sound on the Apex, and that will become very apparent once I turn the unit on. If I go beneath the space bar, I have my 32-cell Braille display, and actually it looks like the Braille technology is similar, made by the same company or the same manufacturer as the Braille Connect. And the Braille Note PK's Braille display, which is great. I actually believe these cells are smaller and lighter than most of your Braille display cells on the market. And these are really good cells, and it's a very high quality Braille once you turn on the display and you start using it. Okay. Now, if I start out on the left hand side of the Braille Note Apex, I'm going to lift up the little flap, and I have the record button, which it's a really neat thing because most of you may not be aware, but Humanware actually consolidated its locations, and they moved from New Zealand to Canada. And the BrailleNote Apex actually adopts a tremendous amount of design elements from the Victor Reader Stream and other current Humanware products. So when you open the flap on the left-hand side, you'll see the record button looks a heck of a lot like the Victor Reader Stream's record button. It has a little nub on it. And you could press this to start recording and press it again to stop recording. Okay. Then I have two a headphone and a microphone jack. I have my power on switch. And I have a reset button. We follow this around. We have some USB ports. We have one, two, three. We have three USB ports. So that's really great. You can have printers, hard drives, CD-ROM drives, memory cards. I'm sorry, not memory cards. USB thumb drives. Okay. And speaking of memory cards, now here's another one of these design elements I was talking about. Here is an SD card slot. Not just an SD card slot like on the Empower, but an SDHC card slot. So I mean, you can hold up to, currently I think it's 32 gigabytes on an SD card. And the SD card slot looks exactly like the Victor Reader slot. We keep going over here to the right. I come across a VGA port, which is the standard used to hook this up to a computer, regular computer monitor to display output. So it could be a computer monitor, or it could be actually one of those nice 7-inch or 9-inch LCD screens, or an even larger screen. Okay. Then I actually have a fast Ethernet jack, which is for wired networking to plug into schools or office buildings where wireless might not be available. Now, in places that wireless is available, the BrailleNote Apex has built-in Wi-Fi and built-in Bluetooth connectivity. So, and that's really good because, honestly, the BrailleNote Empower used to use the Ambicom cards, and those cards are impossible to find these days. You know, I have the Empower here, and I wanted to do some demonstrations with KeyWeb, but I can't because we haven't had a wireless card for it for years. So it's great to have a BrailleNote with built-in Wi-Fi. And, you know, honestly, there isn't an excuse for a note taker on the market these days to not have built-in communications options. Technology changes too fast, you know, and there is no technology these days that is not connected in some way. So continuing on the right, after the Ethernet jack, we come on to the right side. There's another little flap I'm going to lift up, and the only thing here is the charger for the AC adapter and the USB port for connecting the BrailleNote to the computer for active syncing of files and documents. Okay. And as we come around to the front, we have the four signature BrailleNote thumb keys. Okay. And we're going to go ahead and turn the Apex on. So I'm going to use a little flap on the left. I'm going to toggle the rocker switch.
Main menu.
And it comes on. It says main menu. Okay, I have Eloquence on here. You could at some point use the keynote voices that come with the BrailleNote. Those are also excellent voices. I'm going to go ahead and I'm using my .4 cord to move down.
Address list, email, internet.
So you will hear your normal main menu here that you have heard on your BrailleNote for years.
Chat.
With the new chat option that was added in Keysoft 8.
Navigation.
And the Sendero GPS product that was included in version 8 as well.
Book reader, scientific, database, games,
okay.
Extensions.
So what I want to do is let me show you also the keyboard on here. Okay, let me turn this off real quick. This is the Apex keyboard. Okay, so that is the Apex keyboard. Now, here is... Now, it may seem a little more ching, ching, ching. I don't know how to explain that. The keys are made of a plastic... they're lighter keys, but they are definitely more responsive. The Empower keyboard has its own sound. So just a personal preference. I think that the Apex keys are better. They're lighter. They're more responsive. So I'm going to go ahead and bring back the Apex. I'm going to open it up. You probably didn't even hear it because of the magnetic seal. I'm going to go ahead and turn on the Apex again. Okay, we're back in the main menu here. The Apex has a really cool new version of Windows CE called Windows CE 6. Now, what's really cool is everybody who has a mobile phone right now is running Windows CE 5. Even though it's Windows Mobile 6.0 or 6.1, the core engine behind that, I like to say the backbone of the platform, really, behind Windows Mobile, is Windows CE. And Windows CE on the Braille Note Apex is really, really future-proof because it's Windows CE 6. And that means that all the latest technology is going to go right into the Braille Note Apex automatically as Windows CE 6 is updated and brought more into the mainstream. So actually, Humanware, you know, normally buy a note taker, and your mainstream counterpart PDAs are ahead of it. This time it's the opposite. This time the Braille Note is ahead, running Windows CE 6.0. So we have all the latest technology. There's 8 gigabytes of onboard storage right on the Braille Note Apex. The processor and memory have been increased as well, so the operations are faster and more responsive. Okay. One of the places you'll notice a large improvement is KeyWeb. I'm going to go ahead and jump right to KeyWeb because everyone likes getting on the internet, right? So we're going to go down. We're going to Internet. Okay. Well, actually, we're going to go to Google.
Okay.
Here we go. Hold on.
Exit.
Oops. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. Okay. All right. Google.com. Here we go.
Please wait.
Okay. And here it is. It's already up.
Google.
All right. So we're going to do a quick search, a Google search. Now, did you notice how fast that came up? As I said, I wanted to do a comparison, but I don't have a wireless card for the Empower. So we're going to go ahead and search Florida.
L-O-R-I-D. E-A. Florida.
Okay, Florida Reading.
R-1-1-E-A-D-I-N-G-Reading.
And?
A-N-D-M-V-I-S-I-O-N-T-E-C-H. Technology.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and press search button.
Click.
Okay.
Please wait.
Now look how fast this comes up. One click.
Florida Reading.
Boom, we're already up. One click. One click. So here we go.
Text it. 650. Florida Reading and Vision Technology. Florida Reading and Vision Technology sells products to help people who are blind or have low vision.
Okay, so let's click on that. So let's say I want to access this link. Just like in normal KeyWeb fashion, nothing has changed as far as how KeyWeb operates. I'm going to go ahead and link to that. Okay.
Please wait.
And one click. And the page is up. You don't sit here and wait for KeyWeb to load the page and load the page and load the page. It happens. One click, usually. One progress tone. And we're already up here. Here we go.
Photo of more Florida palm trees located to the right of the Florida Reading logo. Table left. Trans.
Okay.
Table left. Bringing knowledge and hope to the visually impaired through the use of adaptive technology.
Okay, so this is KeyWeb. As I said, it's remarkably fast using the latest Internet Explorer 6. I'm assuming it's Internet Explorer 6. I'm not really sure actually what version of IE is included with Windows CE 6. But it's definitely newer than what's on the Empower. And KeyWeb has been enhanced to take advantage of that, as you notice the speed in which the page was rendered. What's really neat about KeyWeb, even on the Empower, and actually from the beginning, is the way the browser's designed. It's really designed to be less like a web browser and read more like a Word document. Everything is, all the symbols are on the Braille display, so when you see the link, you see a bracket before and a bracket after. Really makes it easy to identify links, checkboxes, form fields, edit boxes, and it's all very intuitive. There's no forms mode or special mode you have to go into to enter text. So it's a very easy system to learn. So I'm going to go ahead and exit out of the KeyWeb application right now. Okay, so I'm back to the main menu. The other thing that they added for the FM radio, which is really cool, go to the media menu. I'm going to go to FM radio. Okay.
93.94.4 FM 94.1 FM 94.9 FM.
Okay. You know how on the Empower, they said that you needed to have headphones plugged in to make the FM radio work because it didn't have an antenna. Well, something in the Apex acts as an antenna because you do not need headphones plugged in to take advantage of the radio. And I know that's probably not a feature high on the list for people, but it's definitely a feature that I like. I'm going to go ahead and get out of the radio.
Leave the radio on?
No, I don't leave the radio on. Okay, so other ways that I've noticed that the Braille Note Apex has improved processing and memory capacity is when I do text searches. Doing a text search in a large document on the BrailleNet Empower can bring the Empower to its knees. It can freeze the unit, requiring a reset. It can take a long time. And, you know, when you need something quickly, those seconds do go by very slowly. On the Apex, searches are very quick. Navigating menus is quick. Even getting help is quick. Just on the Empower itself, you have technology like a 56K modem. That's been removed. Some of the older technology has been removed. A serial port, compact flash card slot. All of those older technologies have been taken right off of the Empower, of the Apex, and replaced with newer technologies. I'm going to assume that you can still get an optional modem. And there's no PC MCIA card slot on the Apex either. PCMCIA is kind of a dying technology as more and more peripherals are included. It was originally created to expand notebook computers with peripherals, and now that those are being built in mainly, there's no more use for it. So they took that off of the Apex as well. And really right now, the firmware of the Apex is similar to the firmware. The Keysoft 9.0 on this Apex is similar to what is currently on the Empower. The difference is that the BrailleNet Apex gives HumanWare a lot more of an area to work with as far as providing updates and features that customers want. The Empower, I think they said that there's one update or two updates left. I'm not sure off the top of my head. But it's definitely a platform that is getting close to the end of its life cycle. So right now, people who have BrailleNote Empowers are asking themselves, should I upgrade to the Apex? Should I go ahead and do that? My answer to you would be that you should. That the pros of the Apex outweigh any kind of cost involved in its upgrade. If you're a BrailleNote user who is always pushing your BrailleNote to the limit, you like to work with large documents, large web pages, large databases, your email seems slow, I would recommend the Apex. The Apex does fix a lot of that. It fixes a lot of it by adding memory and faster processing capacity. Also, there's 8 gigs of onboard storage versus the 120 or so that's on the Empower. And, you know, as you can tell, I mean, technology has moved along, and the BrailleNote Apex is keeping up with those trends in technology. I hope this little mini review of the BrailleNote Apex has come in handy for those of you who have heard about the device but haven't gotten a chance to see it. If you haven't seen it, you really should. If you live in Florida, we'd be happy to set up an appointment to show it to you or your staff. To get in touch with us at Florida Reading, visit www.floridareading.com. There's a contact us link. Or you can email me directly with questions and comments at patrick@floridareading.com. Thank you.